coming to us right now, fresh from Florida. It's the Florida Ag Commissioner, ladies and gentlemen, Wilton Simpson. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Bob. Good morning.
The whole crowd, the whole team is cheering for you right
all
now. I don't know if you heard
all
that.
Us, yes.
That was a hell of an introduction, too, right? That was awesome.
Well, and you deserve it because I heard applause all around for, you know, teamwork done to save Plant City strawberry production. Tell us about it.
You know, that is a great story that really doesn't get told enough. So during the Hurricane Milton, of course, there's a lot of power outage around their area of the state, and a lot of those plants had to be kept in freezers prior to being able to plant them because they have to stay cool so they don't die. And of course, without power, they were dying. And we did get them generators down there and get the coolers running, which was a pretty big deal. And then one of the second program that really saved the two part process. Part one was save the plants so they could be planted, and then part two was to use the loan program that we set up after Idalia to make sure our farmers had the ability to replant. Ooh. Because know that they had, I don't know if it was $8,000 or $9,000 an acre in the ground already. Milton comes across and it didn't do 100% destruction, but let's say it destroyed half of it.
Right.
They had to reprocess that property and get it ready to plant. So they lost, in some cases, $7,000 or $8,000 an acre, probably an average of $5,000 an acre across the industry. And so our 0% loan program, which was was available immediately, not like the federal government operates, which may take 4 or 5 years to get to you. We were able to operate in real time and get the type of relief we did through our loan program and then through getting generators to operate those coolers to save the plants and produce. So we were very fortunate to be able, be able to help with that and be on top of it. And fortunately, we got really good results.
Well, and look, you've inspired me. I am going to have strawberry shortcake later today, I think, and I will do it in your honor, sir.
Hey, and that, by the way, that's the state dessert. State of Florida dessert is strawberry.
I kind of forgot about that, but yes, I believe, thank you for the reminder. Hey, let's talk about controlled burns. People are smelling smoke. They're worried. Is this something that's supposed to be happening?
It is absolutely happening. It's starting to happen more around the state. We're very, very proud of our controlled burn program. Clearly, our goal is always to make our forests safer, cleaner, more responsible. And so last year, we're very proud of the fact we had a record year of controlled burn. We did 277,000 acres. Our goal is to do it. Our goal has to be based on reality. So it'll be based on, conditions and winds and all the things. But our goal is to do that each year. And what are we doing and what are we preventing? Everyone sees what's happening in California with their just unbelievable what's the destruction that's happening to California based on uncontrolled burns. And so what we're doing, we're preventing a lot of those type of activities from happening because we're doing such an aggressive control burn. And not only are we preventing that, we're, our forests are recovering quicker, our animals have better forests to live in. All the habitat and things that we take care of when we do a control burn, that's what we're getting value out of it. And so we're going to be very aggressive again this year, each year. Every year I'm elected, we're going to be doing very aggressively control burns. And our objective there is to not only save our forests, but make sure that we're preparing, during fire season, which, by the way, will start in 3 or 4 months. We want to make sure we don't get those uncontrolled burns and destroy a lot of land in Florida.
Yeah, we're blessed topographically. We're different than California. They have changes in elevation. They have canyons. It does make it tougher for them, but you're right. I mean, they don't really make much of an effort where they can.
That's what we're saying is that, right, where they could make a difference for themselves, they do not prescribe to those types of, those operations. And it is literally based on, a lot of what I believe is fiction, right? They have other techniques, they would say, And those other techniques do not lead itself to the results that you can get with a controlled burn. And you're right, their geography is different, their topography is different, and but there are many things. What we're trying to do here is not be like that. Don't put ourselves in, because, you know, we don't talk about it, but the previous 4 years, we, you know, our commissioner was not as keen on burning, and you know, really brought that program down to 140, 50,000 acres a year. And we were averaging well over that the previous four. So in other words, it is the commissioner has a large effect on, you know, are we doing more burns or less? And we just want to continue to do as much as we can to prevent the very large fire from getting out of control in Florida. You know, we're not perfect. One day we will have a very, very bad fire season that we'll have things get out of control at some level. But we're doing all we can to keep our people safe and property safe and make sure that we're restoring those forests by control burns.
Yeah. Not a matter of, a matter of when. And then when it does occur, we'll be in a good spot to hopefully limit the amount of damage. Let's talk about rural and family lands. I love that program, and most people have been listening, and they've heard you talk about it, but not everybody. Share what Rural and Family Lands is about.
Thank you for bringing that up, Bob. This is a very important program. We're losing a lot of farmland in this state, and we're losing it to mostly through development, and we're losing it because of greening to our citrus and other diseases that affect our agriculture, and in some cases, we're losing it because we have people in this state fighting agriculture to stay in business. You know, they're pushing us out they're saying that we're polluting the waters or we're, you know, doing bad things. Well, rural and family lands, you know, and I tie it together with the wildlife corridor. We talk about this when I was president of the Senate. We enacted the statute that defined the wildlife corridor. That was something that was one of my top priorities, very important to me. Rural and family lands substantially buys development rights from farmers within that footprint. And so we know those lands will be in perpetuity in farming. Since in the last 2 years, we have went from 60,000 acres prior to me being in office in the Commissioner of Agriculture office to well over 120,000 acres secured today. The legislature has given us $100 million of recurring revenue. We're going to go back this year for additional dollars. And here's the beauty of the program. First of all, in perpetuity, those lands will not be developed, so they'll be used for agriculture. We need agriculture. We need food to survive. And so that's very important. But again, it's part of the wildlife corridor, which three things happen in that wildlife corridor. Animals can traverse the state, our aquifer gets recharged, and it's where we grow your food. And so if people want to know what that looks like, Google a map. If you're at a computer, Google a map or your phone and of the state of Florida at nighttime, you'll see all the beautiful lights. Everywhere it's dark on that map is essentially the wildlife corridor. And that's not the definition, but that's the definition I give it. And that's where those three things happen. So rural and family lands, we're going to open the program. The reason I wanted to mention it was we're going to open that program again up in a few weeks. If you know farmers in your community that want to apply to the program, now is the time to get ready. And because it'll open for about a 30 or 45 day window, and then we have to do the evaluations and get ready to spend the money. So anybody you know in that condition, generational farmers or just farmers, we're ready to go to work again.
Get them to get in contact with your office. Is that the best way?
If they go on our website and look up Rural and Family Lands, it's a very easy process to start.
We love it. Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson, thanks for your time. We look forward to talking to you again fresh from Florida. Thanks.
Sounds good. Thanks, Bob.
All right.